Stripe is the go-to choice for AI companies, from early-stage startups to scaled enterprises. 78% of the leading AI companies use Stripe to go to market quickly and scale globally. That includes pioneers like NVIDIA, OpenAI, and Perplexity. Stripe has developed cutting-edge tools to improve everything from fraud detection to checkout optimization. Whether you're aiming for incremental gains or planning for enterprise transformation, see how Stripe can help at stripe.com.
So you've got a business, but what about a brand? The difference? More of you. Wix gives you the freedom to create your website, own your brand, and do it on your own, exactly how you envisioned it. Experience limitless customization. Boost your creativity and efficiency with AI tools for every part of your business journey. Scale up with built-in SEO, e-com, and scheduling features. Put more of you in your business. Go to Wix.com and do it all yourself.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
The car you're sitting in right now, do you own it or is it bought in finance? Car loans are up 20% in Ireland. Close to €850 million was drawn down last year just to buy over 66,000 cars. The editor with completecar.ie, Shane O'Donoghue, is on the line. Why are people opting to draw down more loans, Shane?
Hi, Andrea. I think it's a difficult one to know for the answer for certain, but anecdotally, I think people are just, you know, willing to spend money on their cars now. And along with that, the sidebar to that is that cars, like everything else, have increased in price in recent years. So new cars are actually really very expensive, and very few people can, you know, save enough money up to buy one outright. So the people that might have done that before, which were in the minority anyway, are now much more likely to be turning to car loans or to car finance. And we're just going to see an increase in that, really.
So cars are more expensive. That's a fact. We know that.
In general, yes. I mean, in certain models and certain classes of car, you will find new cars that are great value. You know, you will find alternatives, but like for like, a given model is generally more expensive than it used to be. The exception to that perhaps is what we've seen with electric cars, the pricing coming down in general. I would say if you look at any new cars in comparison to the equivalent model of a couple of years ago, you'll see a significant increase in price.
And look, I know people are listening to this thinking the cost of living in general, the mortgage repayments, kids, grocery shop, electricity bills, utilities, the whole lot is all going in one direction. That too is probably a reason as to why people are maybe opting to rent more and higher purchase. Is it that many people are just looking for fancier, more plush cars? Nothing wrong with that.
No, nothing wrong with that at all. But I'm not convinced that is it, to be honest. One point I would say is that if you're buying a car in finance, whether that's PCP and HP or a car loan, you're then looking at monthly repayments rather than the outright purchase price. And really, when you're looking at a car that, so you're looking at a given car, for instance, and the next grade up, say it's €5,000, that €5,000 over 3 to 5 years in a monthly payment isn't actually very much. So people can very easily convince themselves, oh, look, if I just pay an extra €10 a month, I'll be able to get this car.
Yeah.
And that propagates then, you see, then that kind of feeds into the fact that, oh, sure, everybody has this car, or, you know, oh, look, Mary down the road there. Oh, that's a lovely car that she got. Oh, I wouldn't mind something like that. You know, so that kind of it just propagates, as I said, and everybody kind of thinks, oh, if you're going to get a new car, you might as well get a nice new car.
Something that you'd love. Well, that's the question, I suppose. I mean, do people want to, do you splurge, you know, your hard earned cash, the repayments, the monthly repayments every month, or maybe do you drive something small? Smaller, more conservative, a little bit more affordable, just not as fancy as the neighbours next door. Stay with us, Shane. Robert is on the line. Do you think we're car obsessed, Robert?
Yeah, I think we are in reality. Whether it's social media forcing us or pushing us that direction in terms of what we see online. And also, I think we are caught up in trying to look affluent towards our neighbours and the whole, my neighbour has a bigger car than I do, I must get a better car too. I think we're caught up in that. I think it's a mug's game. In the end, it's great for the motor industry, and we've been sold through marketing the idea that we should all have nicer cars or drive better cars. But it's at the expense of our mortgage. It's at the expense of pensions. And the likes of PCP financing now has made it accessible to get a 50 or 60,000 euro car and spend a couple of hundred euros a month on that, or you know, perhaps it's 1,000. And then you look affluent. And I think we are caught up in that in society still.
So you think it's an image thing, Robert? Is that why you think there's car loans are up 20%?
I believe it's an image thing. I think we in Ireland want to look successful, and we do that through the car. When really, if you're borrowing heavily to have a car to look at that, you really are caught up in a loss making exercise. Where an analogy of that would be that you pull up in your 10 grand car, and the guy beside you has a 30 grand car. The reality is he's more in debt than you. It really should be nice debt rather than nice car.
Yeah. And do you know what? There's a part of me, Robert, actually believes that you're spot on with this. I think because there's so many other options around car loans, as Shane mentioned, and the PCP and the hire purchase and the whole lot. It is more affordable each month for people to think, you know, sure, I can get this car or whatever brand, the fancy or the bigger car. The neighbours have that car, so-and-so at the GA club has it. You know, I'd like that car too. And I think you're on the money. I think people are slower to admit it.
There's also some other issues that we, our number plate system in Ireland is geared towards showing you how old your car is. In the UK, they have a different number plate system where you can't actually tell how old the car is. It could be a 5-year-old, it could be a 3, it could be a 7. But here, you know, you've got a different plate twice a year. Very easy to see, oh, your car is 8 years old. You know, I want a new car. There, support, I'll get PCP. I'll drive that. Everybody will look like I'm successful. But you're caught into this money issue where you're paying thousands every month for faced with a balloon payment at the end, or trading it in against another car. And you're caught in this vicious cycle for the sake of having a brand new car. Now, I did speak just by coincidence to a guy one day who had a lovely Audi, I shouldn't say that, a lovely car. And I said, that's a beautiful car. And he goes, yeah, it's 60 grand. And I went, what? Okay. And I said, how can all these people have these cars? You see them all day long now, 60, 70, 80 grand cars. And he says, it's all financed.
Yeah.
All financed.
Monthly repayment. Stay with us, Robert. Nadia Dan is the owner of Ashford Motors in Wicklow. Do you think, Nadia, is it just car notions?
Oh, hi, Andrea.
How are you?
You know what? I'm not too bad. I'm actually coming out of hospital today, believe it or not.
Oh, God. I hope you're all right.
Yeah. I know, I'm grand. Sure, I've had a hip surgery, but there's worse out there. But thanks very much. I definitely think we have notions, but I also think people work really, really hard to have their nice cars. I'd have a lot of business people coming into me, men and women, who work their backside off to have a nice car because it isn't an extension of their personality. They work hard to keep that car on the road. The insurance expense are very high, tax in the car and all that. And I actually had a customer there. He got financed on 180 grand car I had. It was an X5M. And I was going, God,
financing 180 grand.
Yes,
what are the repayments on that?
180,000. All mental, like crazy amounts, right? I couldn't even afford them. But he had the money to buy the car outright. But you know what he did? He went down to the west of Ireland. He bought a little house for the same price, which he's rented out an Airbnb. And in 5 years' time, he'll have his car paid off and he'll still have the house. So my point is the wealth gap is getting, you know, there is that gap. The wealthier getting wealthier in the middle class, it's getting more squeezed. And there are people out there that use finance to a financial, they're financially aware and they use it to have a nice car, to get into a nice car, and they use their money for something else that they have. So it's how you think of it as well, you know. But I definitely think in Ireland what we're seeing is so many different car communities. We're seeing cars and coffees pop up all over the country and people come out, and whether that's Japanese cars, German cars, it's an extension of people's personalities. They work hard. They don't go to the pubs all weekend and do drugs. And if you have a young person coming out of college and they're working hard and they get their car loan and they're paying off their first car, they're kind of on that kind of track of working hard for what they have. And whether it's a fancy car or a normal car, that's good in my eyes.
I know you sell a lot of sort of high end brands, Nadia, and I know that from seeing that on social media. But I'm just curious, and maybe you don't want to necessarily talk about your own client base, but are a lot of people coming in, are they buying the car outright, or is it all through finance typically?
So typically in the last couple of years, what I've seen is definitely more finance. So I would say now I'm probably 80% finance, and the rest is people coming out and they have the money. But what I'm finding is the more luxurious the car is and the more expensive the car is, people are used to finance because they're used to that prepayment method of having their mortgage come out every month. They have the finance coming out every month. They've got the gas coming out every month. And people are just kind of like that. And I think we take that on from the Brits, because the Brits have been like that for a very, very long time. And it's just that kind of way of thinking now.
Listener got in touch to say, breaking your back for a car, is that a wise way to live? Asks this listener. James in Cork tells me that he says, I think we've just a totally warped view of borrowing money for cars. I took out a €13,000 loan for a car last year, which I've now since cleared. And in the meantime, I'm humming and hawing about buying a stove for the house that'll cost €2,000. The opportunity cost involved in buying cars is huge. Think of what I could have done to the house for €13,000, borrowed for an upgraded car that I probably didn't need. And this listener makes the point, we friends who want to impress family, they buy these huge Jeeps to drive home to show how successful they are, even though they're absolutely mortgaged up to the hilt. The priorities are totally warped. Liam is with us in Offaly. Liam, am I right in thinking you think this sort of, well, it's kind of a reflection of the Celtic Tiger era?
Yeah, I think here we go again. We've all gone on to the merry-go-round, and she won't end good like she didn't end the last time. It's crazy the amount of money. Like, that's the first thing that came to my head this morning when I heard these figures about the borrowing is we're heading. We're heading the same place. People don't learn to have short memories. I was one of those in that merry-go-round that came off it fairly early. I learned my lesson. I don't even look at a bank now to borrow money. But I do know, you can, and the people that say, oh, they're crazy buying a new car and they shouldn't buy a new car. Every one of them would buy a new car in the morning if they had the money, if they had the finance. It's something that's kind of bred into us. And if a young lad has the money to buy a new car and he has the finance, it's grand. But my danger is 90% of them having the money to buy cars and like what houses are causing nowadays, and they can't get into a house. And they're spending money on cars. I don't know. I think I just myself think it's the merry-go-round and she's going to blow fairly shortly.
We're back to, you think, 2006 and 2000.
Sure, we can't. It can't happen. The wages isn't there. It can't be done. You can't buy these cars and you can't buy these houses for the money. Like, you know, even hotel, everything is heading in the same direction. Mm. Now, hopefully the government and regulations are going to be tighter than the last time that someone's not going to end up with
They are definitely tighter, but like, there's probably an element around personal responsibility, Liam, and as you say, lessons learned from the Celtic Tiger collapse.
Yeah, I know, but how many of us, Irish people have short memories. That's all I can say.
Today that vehicle loans, I mean, this is the stat out today from the Central Bank of Ireland. Car loans are up 20%. They're up 14% on last year. It's 850 million that's been drawn down by people on this island in the past 12 months to go out and to buy some, I don't know, whatever kind of a car you're buying, but people are using these loans for buying cars. Is that right? Right, Shane O'Donoghue, just to go back to a point, listeners seem kind of confused about the UK car registration plates, that you can or can't you tell the age of the car from them?
Oh, you can actually, yeah. The other speaker isn't quite right there, and they have two changes a year as well. The difference being that they also, on top of that, have a personalised registration plate system. So you can go out and buy a personalised registration that doesn't show any markings in terms of year. But as standard, there's two times a year, the plates change, and it's very obvious if you know the system that what year, well, even what time of year those cars were bought, the same as it is in Ireland.
Mm. Nadia, how much is, you know, the sort of the drive for the flashy, fancier car, how much of that has been pushed by social media?
I'd say with the younger people who are maybe they've finished college and they're getting their first loan and maybe they're getting a Golf 4. But it's also the car communities in Ireland, like they've really grown. Like if you look at the Cars and Coffees mornings, they've grown right across the nation. They really have. And people are attending them more and more often. And it's when people kind of turn up in their car and have a coffee and talk to other people that are into cars. So it's a hobby as well, as much as it's, oh, people think it's just flash or you're just trying to impress something. No, people actually love the car. They love how they feel when they drive it. They love the engine. And whether that's somebody that's into Jap cars or German cars, which is your Audi, BMW, Mercedes, or whatever it is, you know. So I would say the younger people are probably being driven by seeing, of course, unrealistic. You're seeing young people getting into G-Wagons and stuff like that, and they're probably wondering how can they do it. But the older people, they kind of, you have business women and men coming in who work really hard, who've said, you know, I've worked really hard, this is what I want, this is something I've always wanted. And you have to respect that as well. And people also have to make their own decisions. If they cannot afford a finance repayment, you know, they also have to make that decision that, okay, I can't afford this, or I can, and if things financially change. But we also forget that we've got the three biggest tech companies in Ireland, and they're making money. You know, there's a lot of people who have money in the country. But I'm definitely seeing a kind of a gap there with a squeeze. The middle class are getting a bit more squeezed, and they're finding it harder to get into fresher cars, whereas the more expensive cars are selling a lot quicker.
Yeah. Are many people been refused for credit finance offhand, Nadia, would you know for?
Very rarely, unless it's, you know, you've a really bad credit, you haven't paid previous loans, mortgages, stuff like that, or you just can't, your affordability is not there. But, you know, the finance companies now, they are quite stringent. Like, we're not in the 08 times where capital was so readily available. They have buffers now for that. You know, and that's why we're not seeing many people get mortgages as well, because it's not the same type of recession that it was in 08. The money is there. So Bank of Ireland reported 1 billion profit there in this quarter. So there is money in the country. And I think if we talk ourselves into a recession, we get into one, you know, whereas if everyone just keeps working and, you know, aiming for what they want in life, they'll get it, you know, and that includes a nice car.
Well, listener here tells me I paid 60 grand for a car back in 2006. I'm still driving it, says this listener. No, Mary's got in touch to say people with good self-esteem and values don't need to buy fancy cars, because people who are self-assured don't need to project an image. And finally, another listener tells me that a good friend of theirs is always saying, no matter how flashy or fancy your car is, you'll still have to leave it outside when you walk into the cafe or the restaurant. Invest in yourself before your car. Shane O'Donoghue, Robert, Nadia, Dan, Liam, thanks a million for joining us. The email's lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
Running a business can be exhausting. Building your website shouldn't be. With Wix, you can express your ideas, give direction, then leave the heavy lifting to AI. From site creation to branded content and images. Have fun with the details. Customize what you want the way you want, and manage your whole business from a centralized dashboard with expert AI tools. Build, scale, and enjoy the incredible results. You can do it all yourself on Wix.